In the car, Audio Boom fans. Hello. Tis I. All one word. It's 5 to 5 on some day. I don't know. I'm driving home. I've been on a course this week. And so I'm driving down the motorway one. Down the M1. And the traffic's mental, but it's moving quite quickly, actually. I'm sitting on the speed limit here. And it's dark. It's cold. Well, 9 degrees, but it's cold. It's a little bit misty. And it's nice. I like it. I love this time of year. And that's what I actually wanted to talk about. Because a lot of people have had a bit of a whinge about... Oh, hello. What's going on here? A lot of people have had a bit of a whinge about Christmas. Because we're coming up to Christmas. Now, I'm not going to say what I agree and I don't agree with. I just wanted to share what I think about Christmas. And I treat it as a celebration for the end of the year, one where we've shared many experiences, we've been places, we've suffered hardships, there's been good times and bad times, and it's just a time to reflect and relax in a kind of festive setting and a festive scene. Which I also enjoy, you know. I enjoy decorating the house. I enjoy selecting a Christmas tree, putting it up and decorating it. I enjoy everything that this kind of Western, the kind of moderny type Christmas. Christmas in the Western world, I suppose, is changing all the time, or slowly becoming something else. But you know, I'm the one who enjoys the kind of modern traditional things, carols, the Sally Army playing, you know, doing brass band stuff in the high street, stalls, Christmassy stalls. I'm not talking about Christmas markets, which are a new thing to the UK, really. They've only been going, as in German Christmas markets, have only been going, 7, 8 years, something like that. But, you know, there's just things I really enjoy. And, you know, yes, it's a time for giving and receiving. I don't want to voice anything more about that, because I know people have got opinions, and it's not that I want to voice an opinion, but about the giving and receiving of presents and things like that. But that's just one part. I mean, I suppose in a lot of people's lives, it is the major part of Christmas. But for me, now that I'm older and I'm a dad, it's not. It's everything. I embrace everything. And to be honest, even from the age of, you know, a very small child, I've enjoyed everything about Christmas. It's my favorite time of year. And so, you know, one of our little traditions, and I've talked about this before, but one of our little traditions in our house is, When I finish my last day of work before Christmas, we come home, or I come home, and we watch The Muppet Christmas Carol. It's one of our traditions. It's a brilliant film. It's so heartwarming, and I love Charles Dickens anyway, but you know, the way the Muppets put it across isn't too silly. It's very humorous, but it gets the message across. And I think, you know, not to stray into the other topic of charity, which is floating about on the Audio Boom channel at the minute, or platform, you know, I do also feel quite charitable. I am a charitable person. And without getting it, you know, I don't want to go down that subject. You know, I do feel as though the charity thing is a family thing for me, or people very, very close to my family, immediate or extended, that I try to help at Christmas just to make the time a bit better for them. But as I said, it's like a thing for the end of the year. It's an end of the year celebration. We're not massively religious in our house. Again, I don't want to talk about that. And we don't observe really any of the traditional religious ceremonies or things at Christmas. But I don't want to go down that road, you know. I don't want to talk about that. It's a time for family. You know, I'm off work, luckily, again, over Christmas. Hopefully, he says, crossing his fingers, I was a week ago off at Christmas. And my wife is going to take some time off, and it's just a great time to spend with the children and to get into a festive spirit, to get into a kind of mode of feeling good about being grateful for everything that we've got. And, you know, I mentioned the Muppet Christmas Carol there. What I actually want to do is play a song that's from the end of the film, really. Sorry, is it at the end of the beginning? He says, haven't seen it about 56 times. I don't know. They do play it at the end of the film. Yes, they do. They play it at the end of the film. And so I want to play it to you now. And I would, you know, I know there's some haters out there, but listen to the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics. And it hopefully sums up what I've been trying to garble on about for the last 7.5 minutes. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas.
A cup of kindness that we share with another, a sweet reunion with a friend or a brother.
In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas.
It is the season of the heart, a special time of caring, the ways of love made clear.
And it is the season of the spirit, the message if we hear it is make it last all year.
If you like giving of a gift to another, a pair of mittens that were made by your mother,
it's all the ways that we show love that feel like Christmas.
Upon a childhood we'll always remember, it is the summer of the soul in December. Yes, when you do your best for love, it feels like Christmas.
It is the season of the heart, a special time of caring, the ways of love made clear.
The message, if we hear it, is make it last all year.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. It's true wherever you find love, it feels like
Christmas.
It feels like
Christmas.
It feels like Christmas. It feels like Christmas.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.